So, I'm going to suggest a plan, but before I do, I have an apology to make. I introduced some wonderful visitors from the University of Montreal, political scientists, but I did not introduce our famous political science from Victoria. Norman Ruff is here with us. Thank you, Norman. And Norman's been at many meetings and has written about us very nicely and everything else, so it's great to have you here. And I also want to recognize with us also this afternoon is Gordon Gibson. Gordon, over there. I indicated to Gordon that he missed something very, very special over that last couple of hours. I'm going to suggest a plan. It is now about 4:05, and I'm going to suggest that... 3:30. Well, it's about 3:30, yes. Well, there's some plans you want me in charge of, and some I don't think so. I'm going to suggest that within about a half an hour, maybe half hour, that we take the vote on the question. I'm going to suggest the following procedure, that we have about three persons who have put their first-time speakers, who haven't spoken yet. And then we have about 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 second-time speakers. I'm going to suggest that we do the first-time speakers, that we ask the second-time speakers they can speak, but only if they have something brand new to say to the assembly. Is that agreed? And that should conclude within a half an hour. If it's concluded earlier, we'll vote earlier. And so you all heard, those second-time speakers, you heard that round of applause for new stuff only, okay? Well, that's hopefully that'll put some nice pressure on you. So we have for some first-time speakers, and the first is Sharon.
Actually, I got my question answered during break, so I'm fine.
That's really moving along. Janet.
I would like to speak to the issue of voter choice and why I support STV. STV offers a broad choice of candidates of different parties, candidates within parties, as well as independents. It encourages parties to nominate candidates of various views and backgrounds, including gender and ethnicity, in order to maximize the party vote. This should produce a legislature that is close to a microcosm of the population.
Thank you. Taya.
Okay, I'm going to try and make this quick. I've got a lot of notes written here. STV gets power back to the people. Just like we are, we're ordinary citizens. STV actually gives us the choice, voter choice, and it actually gives us the opportunity to support a candidate that we want rather than a list. And I just want to remind everybody who we are. Yes, we're the Citizens Assembly. Yes, we're 160 ordinary citizens, but we are going back to our lives. So when we talk about submissions, I take that into account, but I also think about us. I'm going back to work on Monday. We've got our kids. We've got our lives. And this is working for us as well, so I think we need to count on ourselves and what we think our view of British Columbia is, as well as outside views.
Thank you, Taya. Nick.
Thank you. I'm supporting STV for many of the reasons that have been said before, so I'm not going to belabor them. There was just one thing that was brought up that I wasn't quite certain about, and that was the issue of local representation, and I had... some people had said that MMP would provide more local representation, especially to the rural areas, and it was my impression that the opposite was so. I understood, as low as you can go is a DM of 2, and I, trying some loose mathematical equations, I got MMP at about 1.6, 1.7. I may be mistaken, but I don't see how MMP supplies at least as much local representation to the rural areas, at least as STV.
Thank you, Ray Spaxman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've been absolutely amazed over the last several weeks when I've had an opportunity to read the various discussions going on the website. They've been phenomenally articulate. They've been beautifully explained. I've wavered mightily from one side to another and began to conclude that both of the systems would achieve the three primary purposes that we've set out in this group over a period of time, and therefore I had to look for what the differences might be that would convert me to one or the other. And so things like the simplicity of it actually leads me to one. The idea that the people who are elected are there to serve me, and the electoral system should be something to encourage them to understand that relationship. I've sort of come down on the side of STV. Now, that's not a very strong position, and I could waver, but I've heard so many people tell me today that they could go with either one or the other one, that I've also begun to notice that the STV one, because I favour it too, also seems to be favoured by a lot of people. So I'm suggesting to those people who waver, they might just think a little bit more about what it looks like when the vote comes in, and I suspect that a vote for STV is going to be significant in suggesting a lot of strength from what I've read and understood, including observing over several weeks now the anxieties expressed by the what we call the Northerners, who seem to have come down also on the side of STV. So that would be where my vote will go. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. Now, we have completed our list of first-time speakers, so if there is someone who has not yet spoken who would like to, and then we'll go to Richard Hall and then Wendy. Richard, where are you? Oh, Richard.
Well, I'm on the fence on these two, but Heidi's sitting next to me, and she told me just about STP.
Wendy, are you that easily influenced? I don't think so.
I was going to say that I think voter choice has been shown to be a very important value for us in this assembly. We designed a complicated MMP system, and every component of that MMP system that we designed was designed to maximize voter choice, to maximize our chances of choosing the candidates we wanted to represent us. And when we look at the two systems, what's known in the world as the voters, as the electoral system of voter choice, is STV. Thank you.
Thank you. We're now going to our list of persons who have spoken more than once or more, and they are the following, and then I'm going to go through the list in this order, and we'd ask you to address something that is brand new, that hasn't been raised before. Tanis, Arby, Sherry, Rick, Bob, Monk, Julie, Doug Waller, and Cheryl. Okay. Yes, Shoni? You think you'd like to be on there, too? A brand new item? It will be your choice. And Craig, okay? Then we're going to close the list off. Rob, okay. Come on, guys. It's got to be brand new, though. You got to promise, okay? Your colleagues want you to say something brand new, okay? Have we got the list then? Yes, Wolf, you can report back. And why don't you do that first?
The question I asked was about the regional votes and what happens to that. My question was answered, and it hasn't changed my mind. I'm still voting STV.
Thank you. And Rick has taken himself off the list. So, Tanis, we go to you.
Thank you. I was actually on the pro-STV camp until last weekend, and I changed my mind, and it's just based on a gut-level intuition, what my body tells me, what my intelligence tells me, and that is that STV encourages more a culture of competition. And I think we've heard that today quite a bit, how people have to compete hard in their local areas, increases competition, et cetera, et cetera. And for me, what tipped the scales is just an understanding and that not every person in our culture is comfortable with a high degree of competition. Not everybody has a high competitive nature, and if there's something that tips the scales, it's just that MMP, I think, fosters a little bit more inclusivity and is a little more attractive for people to want to become involved in politics who come from minorities, who are perhaps women, First Nations people, et cetera, et cetera. So it came down to that slight advantage, and that's why I'm going with MMP. Thank you.
Okay, Candice, thank you. RB, something new.
I think when you look at, there was argument made that in the STV, they can get more women and minorities by increasing the district magnitude. Let us all understand this clearly. You can increase it only up to 7, whereas in the MMP system, it can be increased much bigger. And bigger we go, better the proportionality, and especially in view of the type of communities that we can identify working together, like the Fraser Valley, like the North, and so on and so forth. And I especially make a special request to our my fellow members, ladies, this is your opportunity. Don't throw it away. And as I said in the web, I was born and raised in the country that produced the first woman prime minister in the whole world. I know these arguments. I know how difficult. Don't get illusioned. Please seize the opportunity, and now is the time. And there's one more thing. There was an argument as to there are two types of MLAs in the MMP system, and then that this as a drawback. But on the contrary, this is a great plus. Now, firstly, as a voter, you have your local constituency MLA and also some other MLAs from the list to look after interests. And secondly, there is a more important benefit of having the two categories of MLAs. They could help all categories, constituencies included, develop faster and better by taking comparative advantages of local resources spread around regions for the benefit of the voter in a coordinated manner. In addition, it would reduce NIMBY challenges, like not in my backyard, when it comes to development issues that are of regional importance. I know this because I work for Land and Water BC. And in my day-to-day life, I meet these challenges. So look at Germany, how it developed during the last 50 years. Compare that with the development in Ireland. Now, these countries had these two different systems for that length of time. So please, look at these things without fail. Now, when it comes to voter choice, there's one thing that was not said here. There is one voter choice which STV certainly cannot give us. That is the choice of the voter getting the constitutional MLA, getting a constitutional MLA and some list MLAs. When I say that in the STV system, whether it is 2, DM2 or 3 or 4, you get a certain number of MLAs, but for the whole region. It's the same thing with the list. So that's the difference that I see there. So in summary, I'll just one sentence, Mr. Chairman.
One sentence, please.
I think the MMP could serve all our regions in the same way, avoid further fragmentation of our communities because of this limitation of magnitude 7 in STV, and accelerate development in our regions, bringing greater prosperities to all our people in an unprecedented manner. Now, this is the opportunity.
RB, you've extended your limits. Sherry.
I'm not going to say much more. I feel strongly that a decision has already been made here. I can feel it, and it's not going to go the way I want it. And I actually, unfortunately, would not support STV in contrary. I won't put it down, but it's not something that I feel is right for me or for people that I have spoken to. And so I can't go and say that that's the right choice.
Thank you. Bob Monk.
Okay, mine is, my problem with MMP is that the list MLAs for the top-up usually come from the opposition. Okay, they're not the MLAs elected to the areas and that. So when we look at the top-up list on the MMP side, to reach our proportionality, they come from the list side and they usually come from the opposition. They don't come from the winning side.
Thank you, Bob. Julie.
I got clarification over the coffee break about something that I was trying to get my head around. Voters are guaranteed, under MMP, voters are guaranteed about two-thirds of a constituency MLA compared to what they have at present. The constituencies will be larger, so the value of the person. With regions made up of several constituencies, the regionally assigned list MLAs could potentially be based far away from several constituencies. Therefore, individuals like Wolf and Cliff would effectively have less accessible local representation or representation than they had before.
Thank you. Doug?
All I can say is, wow. Think back to last October when you got that letter. Listen to yourselves. Have we ever come a long ways? Give yourself a pat on the back and a round of applause. I want you to consider the candidate options under the MMP system that we chose last week, where a candidate can run in either or both as a list or a region or a constituency candidate. Think about that. I am not comfortable with a basic fundamental concept of that MMP system that we designed last weekend. I'm not comfortable with it because a candidate and possibly the leader of the party can lose in their riding on the constituency side, but yet can still end up in the legislature from the list side representing a region that did not vote that person in on the constituency side. And that really bothers me about MMP.
Again. Cheryl.
Thank you. Imagine a system here with MMP where you could vote your local rep. Then you could also vote for a party. And if you live in a northern area where, say, cattle ranching is the big issue there, and there's some kind of party that, call it the cattle rancher party, you can vote them in. Now, when they go to the legislature, your issues are going to be heard by this party. Not just by a person, but by a party carrying all your interests. And they will work with other parties on their issues as well, other than just one person or five local reps that you could go talk to. I was talking to somebody during coffee break this afternoon, and this person said to me that an MLA wouldn't be under the party discipline because the party would have to work with this MLA, otherwise the MLA could go independent. The problem I have with that is if the MLA can hold the party hostage by saying, I'm going to go independent, you have them working against each other, so it's still a discipline issue, whether it's through the party or the independent. Thank you.
Thank you. Joni, you pass? I've got Craig. I think it's Craig Peterson, yes.
Yeah, a clarification was required from Mo's passionate speech earlier. He had mentioned flexibility, and I know some of the men have a different view of that than the women. But anyways, one thing you all need to keep in mind is that STV is flexible in that it can be changed for the North later on. If they decide after the fact that they want to go to a district magnitude of 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7, that is fairly easy to do. And the MMP system, I don't believe, is as has as much flexibility built into it in that regard.
Thank you. Rob.
Much has been said about local representation and party discipline. I see the STV system as regionalizing and fractionalizing the province itself. We're moving into a global economy, and yet we're shrinking back into our local areas to the point where we're not looking at the big picture. We need local representation, but we also need to have somebody looking at the big picture. That's one of the things that the list representatives can do. They can look at regional and provincial issues without the bias of being tied to a local area that they're kind of held hostage to, so that they can look on a larger scale. The parties themselves are going to be there, and I see the best way to hold the parties' feet to the fire is by having lots of stronger, smaller parties, which the MMP system is going to allow for the development of, that the STV system will not produce. They don't have a large enough district magnitude to develop except in small, regional, fractionalized parties that are looking at local issues only and not looking at the provincial-wide situation.
Okay.
So if you want to hold the parties accountable, keep them honest by keeping them in a situation where they're forced to work together instead of working against each other.
Okay, Rob. Actually, now what you've done by taking that position, you're going to have a counter position. Okay, so Wilf and Hardy very quickly, and then Brad. Chris.
The regions are as good as the people in them. The province is as great as the regions and the people in the province. We cannot expect the province to be any better than we are. If we're a bunch if we're not very good people, our province is not going to be a very good province. Or I cannot understand your assumption that people representing the regions are somehow fractionalizing the province and working against the good of the province. Those regional points of view are the ones that must be had in order to make the province a great, great province. You won't have a great province if you find some way to muffle those regional issues.
Hardy, real fast.
Yeah. First of all, on the generation of new parties and parties in the legislature, Ireland has proven that it actually runs with one to two more parties in their legislature than does Germany. So I would say the proof is in the pudding there. On the other part of it, we had a very good conversation this morning about Ireland. And Ireland is one of the fastest moving, growing economic countries in the world. And that advantage has come from their ability to look globally. And we can't assume that it's just STV doing that, but we have to know that they've done it under STV.
Okay, all right, thank you very much. Now, Chris and Brad, and then Chris is a first-time speaker, I think, and then Brad, and then I'm going to try and find someone who's neutral to conclude this discussion.
Well, the issue that I wanted to respond to from Rob was partially answered by Harley, and that's about the fractional parties, you're talking about the small regional parties. For instance, somebody mentioned Cattlemen's Party. Well, if you're talking about parties with small single issue policies like that, I would dare say that they would not have a hope of getting enough support to actually elect a member, no matter what system you put in. I think if you're talking about, for instance, there's a designing the mixed system that we did last week, it was agreed then that would an independent have a chance of gaining a list seat under an MMP system, and the answer was not likely. But I think under an STV system it definitely would.
Okay, Brad. Rob, if you could keep it really short, okay? I mean, like seconds, okay?
We got it. With regard to Ireland as being the shining example of STV, they have done very well in the past decade or so. They've had STV for about 90 years, so I can't see how STV has helped them economically at all. So I don't think that's really a factor.
Okay, Brad.
On a new topic, so I think David will want to reply to what I'm going to say, but we need to think of, I think both systems are great. Mechanically, we're going to have a better system in BC for electing our legislature. But I want you to think about is the implications and the ramifications of whatever system that we pick. Under STV, I potentially see in the Lower Mainland, with a DM of 7, having 7 representatives for me to have to go to lobby on a specific issue. With an MMP system that we've developed, I foresee having the potential to have 1 go-to guy that I can go to speak to. Now, in my own feeling, with a DM of 7, the power is diluted down by a factor of 7. And to get my point across to each of these individuals in my district, I have to go now to 7 different MLAs, potentially getting the door shut on all 7. Whereas with an MMP, I just have 1 MLA to speak to. He can shut the door in my face also. But sure and believe that I'm going to go out and I'm going to campaign against that individual if he doesn't listen to me. But realistically speaking, I only have the time and the energy to go after 1 MLA. I don't think the average British Columbian will go to see 7 MLAs with a DM of 7. And I know David has a response to that, and I know what it is. But
no, Craig does, and, okay. And Craig has promised that it's going to be as short as you've ever seen.
Under STV, you can go to 7 times as many MLAs as you can under your system.
That's a very nice brief answer, and for brevity, I mean.
But diluted down by a factor of 7.
Okay, is there somebody here who has who wants to speak, but not on a position, not for STV, not for MMP, but would like to speak to the process? Derek. Now, this is not going to be this is not a partisan comment, is it, Derek?
No.
No, thank you.
I just want to be careful on both sides that I think we're dialing the rhetoric a little high, and we're not going to save the province with this decision, and we're also not going to destroy it. And the thing to learn from New Zealand and their recent change in the electoral systems is that after the fact, not that much really changed, is what Elizabeth McClay told us. And we're going to change what we can, but that's all we're going to change. This isn't the fate of the province in our hands, and we have to be careful we're not making this too big a deal.
Thank you, Derek. We're going to go to the vote. The returning officer is going to put the ballot on the screen while the ballots are going to be okay.
It's coming. But I can talk.
Yes.
Just to explain what's happening, the 4 facilitators coming around and handing you ballots, envelopes with your name on in a very cunningly designed sequence, so there was no walking around the circle. If you could open the ballot, it's not sealed, and simply put a tick or a cross or any mark next to the electoral system that you prefer. When that's done, the same 4 people will come around with ballot boxes, and if you could fold the ballots and put them in the box.
Okay, if we could come to plenary again for a second. I believe all the votes are now in the box, right? No more outstanding votes. You all, of course, remember what you were witnessing here is history. Very important moment. The scrutineers now, which are John and Jackie and Eileen and Brooke, will go to room 410, where the votes will be counted. Probably take about 15 minutes. So let's all come back here at 25 after 4. You got a break until 25 after 4. So we have a clear decision. 154 ballots were cast. And for STV, there was 123 votes. and 31 for MMP. Of course, I know you're applauding the process. I have just a few comments to make before you're looking at that sunshine and everything else. I can see that, but a few comments. First of all, that tomorrow we start kind of with a new agenda. We review first past the post, single member plurality, and we will do our very best. We'll take whatever time is required to understand it, its strengths, how it is serving the province. We will also then take that system and compare it against STV. And we'll have a good debate on that, and then we'll make a decision. The question that will be put on the screen is, do you favor retention of the first-past-the-post system? And depending on that vote, if it's yes, fine, we will get on with our report. If it's no, we will then take a vote on, do you recommend STV, and however we might want to refine it as a referendum. The last thing I want to say is that in many speeches, I've talked about the extraordinary British Columbians that we have. This last 3 hours was incredible. I have never witnessed anything quite so phenomenal in my life. I'm so moved and touched and impressed by my fellow members of the Assembly. You discussed everything with intelligence and with grace and with great civility. And I would like you all, before you leave, to stand and give everyone here a great applause for how phenomenally well you've done.